Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. That's the Birds bringing us back. A little song from Ecclesiastes. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my websites, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and my new one, which is all about my book, The Age of the Customer, which is available right now, folks. So check it out at Amazon or Books A Million, or you can get an autographed copy from me by going to ageofthecustomer.com and see what you think there. I'm curious to know what you think about that website. So let me know what you think. Having a great visit with our new friend Chris Orestes. Chris is nationally known senior healthcare expert, CEO of Life Care Funding, lifecarefunding.com. Is that right, Chris?
That's right. Lifecarefunding.com is how you can reach our company.
And you got a new, we're talking about taking care of our elderly parents, folks, and which we're all going to be. You know, I look at my own children, Chris, and I make sure my children know all about what I'm doing for my parents. I want them to have a good model for how to take care of me.
Well, there's an old joke: treat your children well because they're going to choose the nursing home.
That's exactly right. They're going to be the one to choose your nursing home, and that is absolutely, folks. You can scratch that on a rock because that is the truth. I've done both of those things. So, Chris, one of the big challenges that people have is converting mom and dad, from a financial life that they've been managing and paying for with their income and their retirement, et cetera, their home and all that, converting all that over to another life where this very expensive care, more involved care, either assisted living or nursing home, but clearly much more expensive than when they lived on their own in their house that was paid for with the income that they have. Making that conversion is a very complicated and very expensive process, isn't it?
It is, and it's a delicate one, too. You know, your parents have been financially independent and proud, working Americans for years, and then one day they find themselves in this position where they're losing that independence. They need help. They don't want to be a financial burden on anybody. But you're walking into a very expensive scenario. The cost of an assisted living center could cost $5,000 a month, and that's cash.
Yeah.
Insurance doesn't cover that. Medicaid and Medicare doesn't cover that. You have to pay for that out of your pocket. So the two big things that we are always dealing with the clients that we help is, one, what type of care is best? Is it home care? Is it assisted living? Is it a nursing home? And two, how do you pay for it? What's the differences between Medicare and Medicaid? What does insurance cover? For many families, what our company specializes in is we help them take a life insurance policy that they're going to get rid of and instead turn it into monthly payments to help them cover their cost of long-term care.
So are you talking about converting future death benefits into a current annuity?
No, it's not an annuity. It's actually a long-term care benefit account.
Right.
It's a protected account that you take the life insurance death benefit, and a portion of it, in essence, you're able to trade in or sell that life insurance.
So this is not unlike, I hope you don't mind the comparison, but this is not unlike the real estate products that they're selling right now, where you can...
That's a fair comparison. I mean, there's some real differences, but, you know, in simplest terms, it's
you're taking
like
future
a reverse
value
mortgage
and
on
converting
a life insurance
it into current income.
Right. You're taking like a reverse mortgage does.
That's what I was
on a house. In essence, you're doing a similar thing. You're taking the present value of the policy as opposed to holding on to it.
But
for
your family member has to have a policy, and it probably needs to be a permanent policy, right?
Yeah, well, you can use any form of life insurance. You can use term life, you can use universal life, you can use whole life, you can use group life. Any kind of life insurance will work. The big trick is that so many seniors let go of policies. Mm-hmm. When they get to the point that we're talking about and families are sitting down trying to figure out what they're going to do, they say, well, why do we still have this life insurance policy from 20 years ago? Get rid of that.
Yeah, that and folks, that's a conversation. That's a conversation you need to have with your parents, because if you don't, he's right. Chris is right. They'll just let that lapse rather than make the payment, not realizing that that policy could be monetized.
Well, that's right.
And that they're going to need that money.
That's right. I mean, and to just for a sense of what you could get, we'll work with a family with a $100,000 life insurance policy that they're about to get rid of, and we might be able to turn that into $50,000 or $60,000 towards their care.
Right.
And, you know, that's enough to keep somebody, you know, covered for 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And families just don't know. And so that's what we're always encouraging families. You've got to talk. You've got to prepare. You've got to be ready to ask some hard questions about the finances. Mom, Dad, do you have a life insurance policy? What kind of savings? Where are your records? Let's make sure that we're not trying to figure all this out in a crisis mode where Mom maybe is in the hospital and everybody for the first time starts looking at each other saying, okay, well, now what do we do?
Chris, I need your website and tell folks how they can find out about this product. And you got a new e-book coming out, too.
That's right. Our website for a lot of helpful information is lifecarefunding.com. And we have very friendly phone representatives who are always ready to talk to families and answer their questions. And we will be releasing an ebook talking about all this, and it'll be on our website in another 2 or 3 weeks. It should be up.
So check that out. Chris Orestes, thanks for being here. Good job.
Jim, thank you for having me.
And we're going to take a quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasting. Game, stay with me. I'll be right back.
There's a light at the end of a tunnel. I see it burning bright. It don't matter where.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.